And now it's time for Spring Fever with the Twins with Neil Roberts from Fort Myers, Florida.
He's a former first-round pick of the Angels in 2011 before being traded to Tampa, where he had a breakout power year with the Rays bashing 30 home runs last season. This offseason, C.J. Cron was claimed on waivers by the Twins, and C.J. joins us now. And C.J., impressions of your new organization so far?
Yeah, it's been great. You can tell that it's a pretty close-knit group of guys, and it's always fun coming from the outside and seeing what kind of atmosphere each individual team has. And this one's been awesome so far, and I can't wait to get started.
Now, breakout power might be a little strong. I know you hit 16 home runs for like three straight years for the Angels with not a whole lot of at-bats. And last year, sorry, those 30 home runs at Tampa Bay, I'm guessing more at-bats helped, a little better ballpark probably as well to hit in.
I think the at-bats more than anything. I think the field itself is pretty fair. But definitely, I think I had over 500 at-bats for the first time and just kind of getting that confidence level each and every day. And I'm sure you've heard everyone say it, but power comes in spurts. And the more often you're in there, the more of a chance that kind of can click for a week there. So I think that helped a lot, and I'm hoping to get the chance here to do the same thing.
All right. Hey, we'll talk defense when we come back.
If you are a farmer or property owner, your next phone call could save you hundreds of thousands of tax dollars. If you're considering selling, we can show you how to exchange your property for passively owned real estate investments with a potential lifelong income stream, and most importantly, with complete tax deferral. I'm Brent Lee at Landowner Exchange, the Midwest resource for 1031 and 1033 exchanges. Learn more at landownerexchange.com or call toll-free at 833-LANDOWNER. That's 833-LANDOWNER.
Jeff Foxworthy live in concert.
I walk into the kitchen where my wife is. I said, hey, I just got a text that said, please pray for Tom. He was in a bad wreck.
Saturday, March 23rd, Four Bears Casino and Lodge Event Center.
She said, was he driving? Were Carol and the kids in the car with him? I don't know. I just got a text that said, please pray for Tom. He was in a bad wreck.
Tickets on sale February 11th at 10 a.m. at fourbearscasino.com. The Players Club or 701-627-7575.
She said, well, you don't know anything. What do you know? I know you need to pray for Tom. I just got a text that said he was in a bad wreck.
Visit jefffoxworthy.com for more.
Worth Twins first baseman C.J. Cron, and C.J. taking over for a guy named Joe Mauer over there. I'm guessing you've heard of him. He was pretty good defensively, but watching you this spring, I've been down here for over a week now. You've made some really nice picks over there, and you look really comfortable over there at first base.
Yeah, I think I can play the position pretty well. I think right now in spring, the most important part is kind of getting the confidence level of your infielders up. I think just being a big target and catching everything they throw puts a lot of confidence in them and allows them to make plays that they wouldn't normally make if they don't trust their first baseman. So that's kind of what I'm trying to do right now, is just to get that confidence and try to learn the infield.
Awesome, CJ. CJ Cron with us, everybody. That concludes this edition. Hey, if you missed one, catch us on the website, springfeverbaseball.com. Until next time, I'm Neil Roberts.
You've been listening to Spring Fever Baseball, brought to you in part by Landowner Exchange, by Four Bears Casino and Lodge by Newtown, North Dakota, and by Don Bessette Motors in Minot.